How have you found that Bubble has broken down barriers for you and your art?
Oh my god. Oh my god. massively. We started, Boy Theatre is a relatively new company. This is our first...
This is our first venture into the big boy world of
theatre. And we were saying we had this venue to kind of help us with an R&D earlier this year.
With some in-kind space.
Because one of us had a connection to that space already, we were able to kind of pull strings. That's very much, so much of the theatre industry obviously revolves around that kind of, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah.
Whereas London Bubble, what this opportunity has done for us is it has made us go, oh, hang on, people want to see this.
Yeah.
People want to see what we've got to say, you want to see what we've got to make. We are emerging theatre makers, we are young theatre makers making a show together for the first time. We all have backgrounds in theatre, we all make theatre of our own accord or work of our own accord outside of working together. Mm. But we have been given an opportunity here that I don't think anywhere else would have probably given us in kind.
I mean, it comes back to that thing of like, we're a risk. Inherently, we're a risk. We're young, emerging theatre makers. We don't have a name behind us. Like, it is... You know, we are... It's taking a risk on young people. I mean, I wouldn't describe it as taking a risk. I'd say it's a smart investment, to use financial terms. But, like, I always think, like, giving young people space and time is always going to be... a worthwhile venture, but to so many companies this would be a risk. And I think, like, it's just so I think one of the hardest things I found as, like, an emerging theatre maker, emerging creative in general, is just, like, not having the space to develop my craft. Oh, and feeling kind of like stuck. So I'm like, I've got all these ideas that I want to explore, but I like physically don't have the space for it. If I want to, like, space costs money, and, like...
We're so early in our careers that we're not going to have the money.
No, we're not going to have the money. Maybe ever, but... yeah, I mean, it's really special to have a company, kind of... an arts organisation kind of go... that what you have to say is worthwhile.